Okay, today's daf is brachos, daf nun tes, and we continue with all the different types of brachos on this daf, thunder and lightning and other related issues. But we will talk about the bracha, which probably has the largest interval out of any bracha in our world of brachas. Some brachas one makes only once in their life, but there is a bracha that we know we make once every 28 years, and that is on the top of Nun Tes Mabez, the top line. The Gemara tells us, Tan Rabbanan Haroe Chama Bitkufasa. If someone sees the sun in its tkufa, Lavana Bigvurasa, Vikochavim Bimsilosam, somebody sees the moon in a certain place and the stars in their orbits, Umazalos Kasidron, Omer Baruch Ose Maase Bracious. Some sees the sun in its tkufa. What is in its tkufa mean? Rashi. Makom Shi Choserasham Latrilas Hekefa, Hishas Tlias Hamaoros. When the sun reaches the same spot that it was at the beginning of a Wednesday, meaning Tuesday night, when the Yom Revi'i starts, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he created all of the celestial beings, and the sun is in the exact same spot, and everything else is lined up exactly as it was for my sabracious, so then that is when we say what we call birchas hachama. And the Gemara says, "Be masave." How often is it? When is it? Amar Abaya, kol chav cheshnin. Once every 28 years. V'hadar machzor v'nafla tkufas nisa b'shavtai b'ursa d'tlas nagi arba. When it's on a Tuesday night, Wednesday, and the sun is in the exact same spot, so that's when we say this bracha, the bracha that we're familiar with. It's the bracha of Osem Asibrachus, but it is a bracha that is very unusual, and it is something unique and only comes up every couple of decades. And the Rambam quotes this halacha, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha. The Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Brachos, that's where the Rambam discusses many of the Bircha Shevach. The Rambam starts off Perek Yud. Brachos Acheros. There are other brachos. Udvarim. She'ein b'em sicha v'lo chasima. Tignu chachamim derach shevach v'hodoya l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. For shevach anodoya, kimo birchas atfila, shekfar kasavnum be'eluheim, and he starts going through all of them. He gets into shechianu. He gets into what we discussed. If you see your friend after a long time, if you see your friend if it has rained for a long time, and the Rambam here in Halacha Yudches, the Rambam says haro es achama biyom tkufas nisan. Again, it's always going to be the spring. Shel tchilas hamachzor shel shmona v'esrim shana, at the beginning of the 28-year cycle. When it is on a Tuesday night, B'chilas L'Revi, at that exact moment, when the days are exactly equal at 6 p.m., Kishiro, Sub Yom Revi, you just can't see the sun at night. So that's why we don't make the bracha at 6 p.m. We wait till the next morning, as we'll see soon. Then we make Osemase Bracious. Good. And the Shulchan Aruch passes that way also in Simen Reish Chav Tes. There are those that note that maybe we don't exactly know when this is. There's a Machlokas HaMorom, when exactly it's supposed to be. Maybe we're a little off. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes in the Sefer Birchas HaChama, he's quoted there as saying, even if we're a little bit off, it's still okay. It still works. Inyan kol habracha shekavo al ha'ri'iya. What's the idea of making a bracha that Chazal were koveya on seeing a certain event in the world? Kimo harimu gvaos v'yamim en aros, which we'll talk about soon, right? When you see a river, when you see Niagara Falls, when you see something unusual. Humishum shahadam roe davar umispael mimenu. We see something, we're affected by it, we're motivated to praise Hashem, and we see the bracha, baruch hosim asim reishus, nizkar reishus reishus v'yasa olam, v'shayach levarech al zeh, ki oz hu margish yitzivas HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chadosh ha'olam. So he says, there's a machlokes, Shmuel and Rav Ada, which we're not going to get to the details right now, but everyone knows that, you know, it comes at around this time, and everybody's excited about it. So that itself is enough. That itself is enough to be mechay of the bracha. Einaf gemina in be'emes hoyezeh b'kama yamim mikodem. Aval ha'adam roa u'margish ze'oz v'yim kein ohaz hu'zman levarach oz nikra shigia l'ri'iyas ha'adam. Good. In terms of the type of bracha, Rabbi Bleich has in an article of his that really, if we think about it, there are three types of brachos that we would say osa masa brachos for. Again, many times there are specific brachas that we say for specific re'ios. But osa masa brachos is kind of a catch-all bracha. So when do we say osa masa brachos? Nowadays we say it when we see lightning. We say osa masa brachos. Okay, but that's different than Riyah Sachama, and that's different than, let's say, when we see Niagara Falls, right? So what's the difference? Rabbi Bleich writes in one of his articles, again, he has the one of the Sfarim on Birchas Sachama, that there are really three types of Birchas Riyah that we would say Osei Maaseh Bereishis for. He says, number one is when we get to a certain item, let's say, a Bria that is in the world. A mountain, a yam, a river, a desert, something unusual that reminds us of Maaseh Bereishis. That's category one. It reminds us of Maaseh Bereishis. It's something that was created many millions of thousands of years ago. A person can't make these amazing creations. Margish haroeh v'chozer v'nisameis etzlo shenivra adi HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'sheishimei b'reishis. We recognize that this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu going back, umavarech alos abriya, and we make a bracha on that, and that reminds us of Maaseh Bereishis so many years ago. That is number one. Hamavarech osim Maaseh, but what about Hamavarech osim Maaseh Bereishis ala zikim ala brakim? What about on lightning? Nira eina shabrach eina ala b'riya shenivra mikfar. That's a different type of bracha. That's a bracha on something that was just created right now. Osei Maaseh Bereishis. Right, when I make a bracha on lightning, it's because right now HaKadosh Baruch Hu created lightning. Kol ala b'riya shenischadsha achshav. That's the second bracha. And that's a different type of bracha. And that's why, interesting, halacha l'maisa. There's a difference between if I see Niagara Falls twice within 30 days, I don't make a second bracha. It's only once a month, as the Gemara says. But let's say there will be 10 different storms in the month. I make an Osei Maaseh Bereishis separately on every one of the lightnings. Why? Because it's a different Osei Maaseh Bereishis. On the lightning, it's because what was created right now, and therefore, every time I see it right now, okay, same storm, maybe not, but every time I see it right now, I make a bracha because it's on a new creation. While the other types, the harim, ugvaot, and naharot, and midbarot, that's because that reminds me of Maaseh Bereishis. But then he says there's a third category. The third category is something that reflects that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't only create the world, and didn't create something at this moment, but continuously every second creates the world. And mechadish b'chol yom tamid. And that's Birchas Hachama. Birchas Hachama is a bracha that maybe Kiddush Levana is also in this category. That's not an Osei Maaseh Bereishis, but that's a different, also similar idea. V'la bracha al chama b'tkufasi bracha misug shlishi. G'luchara kasha. My shaychos leads the birchas Osei Maaseh Bereishis. Harei kisharos hachama b'yom tkufas nisan eino roshum shinu yapela. You don't see anything unusual like the first two categories. See something amazing and see a new bria. So what? You see the sun come up. Okay. You see the sun come up every morning. Why is that day once every 28 years any different? No. Atzarach lomar she'enim b'varech al shum chiddush. I'm not making a bracha on any chiddush in Maaseh Bereishis and not on a miracle, niflo saborei, but I recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been creating the world and continues mechadish b'chol yom tam in Maaseh Bereishis. And every single second, he continues. As he quotes, the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, right, Yisori Yisod of Shar Shavoda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mahave Es Ha'olam Tamid. Hashem continuously creates the world every second, and if there is any moment that he decides to not continue creating the world, then it would cease to exist. But that is a third type of category of Osei Maaseh Bereishis, and therefore that's what we do every 28 years. Good, that's the bracha that we say, Haruach Chama Bitku Fasa. So when do we make the bracha? So generally, Zriza Makdim on the mitzvahs, you know, it's a bracha, you only get to do once every 28 years, so it's a good idea to wake up early, and that's why most daven Vasikin that day, and right after Vasikin, we go outside Barov Am, and make the bracha. That is in terms of when. There are those, the Lavush, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, that maybe one only has the first part of the day. First part of the day. 3 hours, the Mishnah Berurah quotes here, the Lavush, and the Magen Avraham, and Simon Reish Chavtes, Ubidiyevet ad gimel sha'os al hayom. Aval harbe achronim eskimu, but most achronim assume that you can at least go until chatzos, the entire time that the moon is going up, maybe similar to the Kiddush Levana, which is the sun going up, thank you, and the maybe similar to Kiddush Levana, where it's only the first part of the month, but that's what he says, Yuchal Uvar Peshas Hatchak Ad Chatzos. V'hainu, what if Peshas Hatchak? What, somebody's not going to do Zerizim? What if it's cloudy? Many stories that are told throughout the ages. If it's cloudy on that day, you know, you can't, what can you do? You can only do it if you see it, as we'll see. V'hainu, afilu b'shimu malchus, v'im niskasa shemesh ba'avim, v'ein roen oso, ayin shari tshuva, p'shuvas chasam sofer, kasav, dim haisa mechuse ba'avim, ach nir es roshma, mibein ha'avim. What if you can't see it, but you can see the outline of it? You can basically see it through? That's also good enough. Mivarech and avakshol, nir es klal, lo nir el avarech. If you don't see it, don't see it. That would be a... you know, very disappointing, but it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, that they figure out whether we can see it on that day. But again, lechatchila, we try to do it early in the morning, and again, with the Yeved, third hour, or at least until Chatzos. How do we do it? So generally, it's interesting, the Gemara tells us we had about a week ago on Daf Nun Gimel, we had the concept of Barov Am Hadras Melech, right? That's where the Gemara says that was in the context of Besamim, of Ner. Of Ner on a Motzi Shabbos. The Gemara spoke about Machlokas Beishar Beis Hillel. What happens on Friday night in the Beis Medrash? Is it better for one person to make the bracha on the Ner or for everybody to make their own bracha? Right, that was the Machlokas Beishamai and Beis Hillel on Nun Gimel Amun Aleph. And the Gemara quoted that Beis Hillel says, Echad Mavarech Lekulam because of Barom Av Hadras Melech. And that is generally what the poskim quote in the context of Kiddush, in the context of Abdallah. The Aruch HaShulchan writes this in source up in Reishai and Gimel. Sivav, he says, by Kiddush, Mutav Shi Kaddish Hu V'Yotzi Eskulam. Better for one person to make Kiddush. Mishi Kaddish Kol Echad Ba'atzmo. Avish Kol Echad Yochel Kaddish Ba'atzmo. Mishum Barom Av Hadras Melech. When we, one person, does it on behalf of all, and the whole tzibur is doing the mitzvah in a connected way, that's greater praise for Hashem. And he says that's also by Abdallah. V'chein hu aminag b'harbe mekomos. V'yesh mekomos, shekol echad osa kiddush la'atzmo, v'ein roi la'asos keim. V'yesh lamona mizeh. The Aruch HaShulchan is not a fan of everybody doing it themselves. U'lalamdam, to teach them. Sheish yoser mitzvah kish echad yikadish bad kulam. V'yachavein lotziyam, v'heim yachavnu latzeis. That is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes this and others. But, you know, there are interesting sometimes that we don't do that, the Minhag of Klal Yisrael. In the morning when everybody puts on their talis, we don't like have one person make the bracha and everybody put on their talis answering the bracha. No, tefillin, other times. So some say, well, it depends if you're each person is doing their own Maisa HaMitzvah. Right? So if you're putting on your own talis, you're putting on your own, maybe it's different. By Kiddush, you could do it with one kos. So maybe there's a difference. But there are still those that make their own bracha. Again, interesting that even if Barov Am is true, many have the custom, if one should follow their family tradition, at least at the Seder, that everybody makes their own bracha. Where does that come from? So maybe it's based on this idea. So if it's one kos, then one person makes it. But because everybody's going to have to drink anyway, dalet kosos, so that everybody has their own kos, and everybody would make their own. So what about here? It's a bracha oset matzeh breishis, once every 28 years. So the some achronim say, it's so chaviv on Am Yisrael. Well, we're going to just... okay. Yes, Barov Am, but I want to make this myself. You know, I want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu once every 28 years in this special, unique way. And that's why there are those that say that if it is chaviv to a person, if you look at the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torahu, in the context even of Kiddush, right, why there are, there's more in the Hasidish world that everyone makes their own Kiddush, because there are different reasons. Maybe Mitzvah Bo Yosef Bishlucho, maybe you can't have as much Kavana if someone else says it. Whatever it is, there are different minhagim of Klal Yisrael, and for the Oseh Maaseh Breishis, probably not that any of us have seen so many of these, you know, brachos of, you know, Oseh Maaseh Breishis every 28 years, but it seems like the last ones that I've been at, everybody makes their own bracha. Everybody makes their own Oseh Maaseh Breishis, and that itself is Barov Am in a different way, where everybody goes out in the morning and makes the other bracha. Who is chayiv in it? So, again, there's a big discussion about, let's say someone who's blind. Whenever there's a bracha that has to do with seeing, you know, that Pokeach Ivrim, Kiddush Levana, there's a discussion about someone who is blind, whether he is chayv. So look in the State Sofim, which is a collection of a number of the poskim on many mesachtas, but you have it here at Ilchas Brachas. So he quotes, relating to someone who is blind. He quotes from the Sefer Magen Giborim, so that a Suma can be Mavarech, because the bracha is not totally on the Re'i, but on the Yediyah. On the Yediyah. Shechazra Lenikuda Rishona Shoshas Briyasa. And just like you make the bracha, if it's covered in clouds, so too, even if you don't see it. So that itself can be argued on, because we just said, according to most many poskim, you don't make the bracha if you don't see it. You have to at least see the outline. That's why he quotes from other achronim that a suma would not make the bracha because it's not just based on yediyah. And maybe it's different than pokeach ivrim. Pokeach ivrim is just the idea of Hashem opening people's eyes. That's, unless that's mamash birchas hanen. And also, again, a discussion by each of these. Another interesting discussion though is what about women? Are women chayav to make this? So you might say, what do I mean? Even if they're chayav, they can make it. What about a sfardi? Right, the Shulchan Aruch generally is of the opinion that my most brachas that women are not obligated in, they're not allowed to say by mitzvah zeishas van grama. Women do not make a bracha according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Rambam, for shofar and for lulav and for sukkah. Rama says yes, but the Shulchan Aruch is against the vitzivanu. You can't say vitzivanu. So this isn't a vitzivanu. So you might say that it's okay. It's just a bracha shevach. So even the Shulchan Aruch would agree. But the question is, in lumdis, the discussion is this a bracha that is a zman grama? So you might say, of course it's a zman grama. You know, you don't get more zman grama than this. It's once every 28 years. So we've mentioned in the past, maybe we'll have a separate shir about this as well, at Hashem one day, and that is the definition of zman grama. There is a Ramban that some say is a mistake, but others say it's not a mistake, because other Rishonim also quoted. The Ramban says that the Misfira Saomer is not a zman grama. The question is, you don't get more Zman Grama than that, right? Counting time. How is that not Zman Grama? The Ramban in Kiddushin says that it is not Zman Grama. So that's a discussion of the Achronim. Where is it brought up? The Rav Shlomo Kluka, the Chachma Shlomo, on Shulchan Aruch, discusses this in the context of Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana. Are women obligated to Kiddush Levana? So the Magen Avraham quotes that women do not do Kiddush Levana because something to do with Chava. So it's, many times it always goes back to that. Heim garmu pekam halavana. But the Chachma Shlomo gets into the discussion in Siman Tav Chavav in Aruch Chaim, here in Shulchan Aruch, and says, maybe it's not a Zman Grama. Why? Because what's a Zman Grama? A Zman Grama means that there's a mitzvah that I could do every day, but Hashem only said it's a mitzvah to do it certain days. I could shake a lulav any day of the year. I could get a lulav and shake it any day of the year. Hashem tells me that only today it's a mitzvah. That's a zman grama. The zman causes this to be a mitzvah. I could blow shofar any day of the year. I could eat matzah any day of the year. Those are zman gramas. But what's the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana? Making a bracha to Hashem when the moon's getting bigger. So I can't do that the last 2 weeks of the month. So what, why is that? Because it's not a mitzvah? No. It's because the reality, the situation for the mitzvah doesn't exist. It's not that the time causes it to be the mitzvah. The time causes the situation to be a new reality. That's not zman goreim ha-mitzvah. That's zman goreim the situation for the mitzvah. So that's not a zman grama. So that's why maybe Kiddush Levana is not called a zman grama. That's what the Chachma Shlomo says. Shebiyam ma'elu halalu chai b'kad b'elach pater muchach. Let me just find the line. Daminiya mikoach hazman va'afim lo bircho lo b'chodesh hazeh mikol makom lo shayach od bracha mikoach tebaschelos lehiskatein achar kach. The moon gets smaller, so it's not specifically related to the time. Or Rav Yochanan Shapirola writes, what about the mitzvah bikurim? Is bikurim a zman grama? What do you mean? Of course, it's a zman grama, right? It's from it's only certain times of year that you can bring bikurim. Shavuos to Sukkot, maybe even to Chanukah without the kriya. But the answer is again, no, maybe not. The mitzvah only exists at this time. It's not that you could bring it always. So maybe the same is suggested for the Ramban. The Ramban says the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer is to count from Pesach to Shavuos. So Sukkot time, it's not that, oh, you could count today, but it's not a mitzvah. No, the mitzvah is to count Pesach to Shavuos. So when it's not Pesach to Shavuos, the situation of the mitzvah does not exist. Not just, it's not a mitzvah to do this. And therefore, maybe even Sfiras Omer would not be called a zman grama. So maybe by Birchas Hachama also. Is Birchas Hachama a Birchas Shevach that's a zman grama? Maybe not. Because after all, the situation of the mitzvah is where this occurs once every 28 years. And therefore, it's not that I can make this bracha always, but only today it's a mitzvah. The situation of the mitzvah is only here today. And therefore, Maybe even the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch might not have a problem anyway, because you don't say Vitzivanu. But even if one wants to say that it is in the world of Zman Grama, the Maral Diskin suggests in the here in the Pinchas Achron and Siman Chavav that maybe it is not as Zman Grama. De'ena Maniyah Mitzad Zman Ela Mishum Shelo Nimse Sachama Bimkoma Ela Rak Ba'Esahi Michav Cheshana Lchav Cheshana Va'od She'etzam Brachas Ozma Separations a Bracha Klolis, and also it's a Bracha Klolis for Noheges Tadir, and you say it often, and it's not as Zman Grama. You can say it without connected to time, and therefore would also be okay. Good. Just to finish up again, we say what is the mitzvah. The bracha is just also masabracious. That's it. We want to make it a little more exciting, though. Just to go every once every 20 years and make it also masabracious, so we add on. So the minhag is brought down from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that one year when he went out and did a berchas hachama, we start off with saying one of the halalukas that talks about, right, kol tzva'av, shemesh v'yareach, kokoch v'or, and then we say keladon, akol amasa, which is also about the sun, Hamashamayim Misaprim Kvod Kael, right? They're related Tehillim, and then Aleinu. Just like we say Kiddush, after Kiddush Levana, we say Aleinu. Why do we say Aleinu? The Bir Alacha quotes there in Hilchos Kiddush Levana, because even though we're outside and we're saying a bracha, we don't want it to look like we're davening to the sun, right? That could lead to disastrous consequences. So after we say anything outside having to do with the sun or the moon, we say Aleinu L'Shabayach L'Adonai Kol, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why maybe we don't dafkal say it facing the sun or the moon, but that's why the minhag is to say Aleinu afterwards. And there's a beautiful tefillah of the Stechemed and others wishing each other that we should be around for the next one. And we should be zochet to meet at the next Berachas Hachama. Kishem shezikitonu levarach Berachas Hachama v'yom hazeh.
So
again, we don't get too many Berachas Hachamas, right? Even Mr. Shalach only lived for 35 of them. But again, it's something that we have to recognize. Again, the next one, Be'ez Hashem, will be the 208th Berachas Hachama. The last one was in Tavshin Samach Tes, which was 207th, but the next one will be 208th, Be'ez Hashem, and we shall be zochen, not only to be able to talk about it, but also to make that bracha every couple of decades. Okay, we will stop here.